The 26th of April 1986 is a day that will live in infamy. When reactor number 4 at the Chernobyl nuclear power plant exploded, the resulting fire left a cloud of radiation hanging over Europe. Chernobyl was the world's worst nuclear disaster, but 10 years earlier there was an accident at a similar Soviet-built reactor, this time in Czechoslovakia, that could have been equally devastating had it not been for the actions of two men. For years the case was shrouded in secrecy. Only now has the story come to light. Rob Cameron has more.
Bohunice power station, about an hour's drive north of Bratislava, was Czechoslovakia's first nuclear power plant, a symbol of faith in Soviet technology and the progress offered by communism. But in January 1976, a full 10 years before the Chernobyl disaster, the village of Yaslovske Bohunice and much of Eastern Europe could have suffered a major nuclear catastrophe after a routine operation went wrong. Workers at Bohunice were replacing fuel rods at the plant's reactor number 1 when one of the 4.5-ton rods shot into the air like a rocket, hitting a crane and shattering into pieces. Carbon dioxide gas automatically began filling the room to cool the reactor, but the gas was escaping through a shaft that had been forced open by the accident, neutralizing the cooling effect. Milan Antolik, one of the Bohunice technicians who sprang into action, had this to say in an interview with Czech television.
The noise was incredible. It was so loud. A ship siren was nothing compared to this. The whole building started shaking and there was just this incredible cacophony of sound.
Milan Antolik told reporters if the shaft could not be closed, within half an hour all the gas would have escaped and it would no longer have been possible to cool the reactor down. The fuel rods would have melted, ending in a disaster that, Mr. Antolik says, would have been far worse than Chernobyl. He and a colleague, William Paches, donned anti-radiation suits and cleared the remains of the shattered fuel rod in order to close the open shaft. The radiation was so high, he says, their equipment wasn't even capable of measuring it. Two men died in the operation to bring the reactor under control. For years, the communist regime hushed up the incident. Workers at Bohunice were even questioned by the police for sabotage. So unthinkable was the idea of Soviet technology being somehow flawed. Only in the last few days, when Milan Antolik and William Paches were given state honours for bravery by the Slovak president, have details of the case emerged. The two men deny being heroes, but seem grateful for some recognition. In 1987, they received a Soviet-era award for services to construction from the then Prime Minister Lubomir Strugal. He was sweating and his hands were shaking and he couldn't speak, Milan Antolik told Bravo newspaper. I think he was worried I was still radioactive.